Siyabonga Chris. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 13, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and this evening we are looking at the problem of drug abuse, especially by youths in Zimbabwe.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, if you want to join us live on air, you can call in. And that number is 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name, your number, and we will call you right back.
And of course, we are streaming live on Facebook and on our websites. That's www.voandebele.com. www.voazimbabwe.com, as well as on www.voashona.com.
Anti-drug abuse campaigners say they are worried about the rising use of illegal and at times dangerous drugs by youths in Zimbabwe. With diminished chances of getting employment, many have turned to drugs such as marijuana, bronco, and nyaope for solace. But campaigners are warning young people to stay away from drugs as they can ruin their lives or simply kill them.
Examples of people, especially celebrities, who have died of drug abuse or substance addiction are just too many. Remember the legendary Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Amy Winehouse? They all died of drug abuse-related complications. Amazing lives are gone too early and lost unnecessarily. And we don't want any of that happening to our young people. That is why we are having this forum today.
Mm-hmm. And Ntunga, as you mentioned there, those are very notable people. But as we know, day by day, young people in Zimbabwe, young people throughout the diaspora, even here in the United States, are very having a hard time dealing with this issue of drug use, drug abuse, which is ruining families, communities, and the lives of many young people.
Indeed, litshona njani emakhaya kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo namhlanje sikhangela udaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Kunengi abakubhemayo lapha okugoqela ombanje, oglue, obronco, labonyawope kuthiwa kuyahlanganiswa ama-ARVs lokunye okuchiyechiyeneyo. Uthola umuntu sedakiwe mani sengasazazi lebizo lakhe ukuthi ungumuntu, uyinyamazana, uyintobani. Okuyinto-ke engalunganga elakho ukubulala umuntu kumbe ukuphazamisa impilo yakhe. Ngichilo banenga abantu asebebulewe ukusebenzisa izidakamizwa, abantu abafana laba hlabelela abalodumo Whitney Houston labo Michael Jackson. Ngakho asifuni ukubona abasakhulayo intsha yalamhlanje ilahlekelwa yimpilo ngaleyo ndlela. Vatererinyaya rimudariro nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekushandiswa kwezinodhaka. Mazuva ano vechidiki vanonwa doro zvakapfurikisa mwero, iyo atingati ialcoholism. Vamwe vanoshandisa madrugs akaita sana bronco, vana nyaope nezvimwe zvinodhaka zvakawanda wanda. Iyo inova nyaya yatisingakurudziri nekuti munhu anogona kuurawa nemadrugs aya. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. And joining us today, tonight, because we are addressing a Zimbabwean audience where it's already night. We are joined by someone who knows a lot about drug abuse, not because she's been there, but because we assigned her to look into that topic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our colleague, Chichi Chiwoniso Jani. Good evening, Chichi.
Hey, good evening, Tinga. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. We are happy to have you on.
Happy to be here.
So, what did you find out about, you know, the regular drugs that young people are partaking in Zimbabwe?
Apparently, it seems that there are so many young people who are taking drugs, and it's growing every year. And there are many schools right now and communities that are fighting against this drug abuse in communities. So you find out, for example, we have several drugs out there. For one, we have marijuana, known as mbanje. So you find out, wechidiki, warukushandisa mbanje yakawanda. You know, it's a leaf that you can grow. In many countries right now, they're legalizing it, but it's a danger to the young people in our communities. Secondly, you find out there is bronco. You know, zikanwa ne wadiki echiti bronkla. So you find out it's a cough syrup that they actually buy off the counter. For, I mean, in terms of ranges, you find it's about $3-$5 in Zimbabwe. But in South Africa, it's about $15 and 50 rands. So you find out with wechidiki wanoshandisa wachimixa ne jimwe kuti idakise. So it's really something that's growing in the communities. And then you find out kumapatu kune chinenzi Z. So chidakwa futi, it's something that people drink in terms of alcohol. The young people have become familiar with it. So it's another alcohol abuse that they're trying to get help with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Bronco Yaneza, I remember I was in Zimbabwe in December, and you know me being me, I was chilling in a park with with my friend Albert. We are parked there, then Gwabuya Bafana Laba Abimchova, you know. They parked their car there, they started doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Vakipa something, you know, and they were doing their thing. I was like, what are they doing? And, you know, we approached them and they kind of freaked out. But, you know, we're like, no, we're not cops. You know, we just want to see what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Babi since Babi Mbeguyana, Togumbe, you know, they were doing bronco. And I was like, wow, this stuff is real.
It's
they are really
real.
Doing it.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things as we go through this program this evening. We'll see that a lot of these issues, as much as they're taboo, they're no longer taboo. People are doing the drugs. You know, there are so many communities of young people that we're hearing that have turned to these drugs. But Ntunga, I think one of our guests is on the line. But Tinema comments are we up on Facebook. We have Wamanda who says something must be done before we lose the whole generation. Educate our youth on the dangers, catch them young. Better still, parents should monitor their children. There's Kudakwashi who says frustration and confusion is affecting the youth. The future is unknown. Politics has killed all hope. And our WhatsApp you're doing, of course, we're hoping that you guys will send us your messages on our WhatsApp. We'll read them as we go throughout the show. There's Biggie who says youth are left without absolutely nothing to do and little cash. And the little cash they get is used on drugs, which is used to opiate them. You know, big deal there.
Indeed. And joining us now from Zimbabwe on the line is Vakizanani Dube of the organization Active Youth Zimbabwe. That's an organization that's really in the forefront fighting against drug abuse. We also have social commentator, Reverend Useni Spanda. Good evening, Ms. Reverend Spanda and Mr. Dube.
Good evening. How are you to our listeners?
We are doing good here, and I'm sure the listeners are doing good as well.
Mm-hmm. I will start off with you, Reverend Sibanda. You know, getting right into it, it's not a secret that the drug issue in Zimbabwe has become very, very stark and a big deal. What are the churches doing to deal with this issue? Where do the churches come in assisting to fix this problem?
Well, a lot of our youth are actually located within churches. And most of our church groups have got programs that try to occupy the youth with other alternative means of entertainment, with alternative platforms and spaces where they could engage with each other in a safer environment without promoting the use of drugs. And also we try to give them teachings where they realize the bad effects that the use of drugs will have on their lives and that the drugs would actually destroy them.
Umfundisi siqhubeke lawe khonapho singakayi kudube siyazi like laba lemizamo kobulawayo lapho belibambisana khona labazali le inhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo ukuze likhulumisane labantwana ngodaba lwamaphathi la ukuthiwa ngamavuzu lapho kwenziwa khona iSodom leGomora lapha benza khona into zocansi nje ezingaqondanga besenza lama drugs. Ihambe njani leyo mizamo, lingaphi manje?
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Imizamo lesesiyenzile okwesikhathi engathi eside ngenxa yokuthi besihlanganelana lezikolo njalo sihlanganelane lamapholisa sihlanganelane njalo lenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ikakhulu ebezikhangela ukuvimbela ukuqhubeka kwegcikwane le-HIV AIDS. Sokusizile kakhulu ukuthi abatsha bebe lolwazi elokuthi ukusebenzisa lokho okudakayo yinto ekwanisa ukuthi ingabhidlisa impilo yomuntu. Njalo ngathi nxa sikhangela ukuthi imizamo le isiyenzeni engingakutsho ukuthi yinto elokhu iqhubekela phambili, kodwa engikwaziyo ukuthi siyathola ubufakazi kakhulu emapholiseni lasezikolweni ukuba baningi abatsha abasizakalayo ngenhlelo lezi esiyabe thina sizenza.
Qhubeka ubambile khonapho mfundisi, sizaphenduka ku.
Let's come to you, Baki Zanani. Are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. As Active Youth Zimbabwe, what are you doing on the ground to combat this issue?
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity. As Active Youth Zimbabwe, there are a lot of activities that we are currently engaged in with regards to trying to conscientize youth on pushing a drug-free life. You are going to realize that going back to the 21st of July, we organized an event called World Drug Day, where we managed to bring together people from several schools in a bid to enlighten them on how dangerous it is to engage in drug abuse. You are going to realize that a lot of people from several secondary schools and high schools around Dawayo here, for example, Gipot and other schools related like that, you're going to realize that they were performing poems and speeches so that they, as the youth, could share information with one another on how best to take life in a drug-free manner. And currently also, we partner with the CIE, the drug section, the CIT, which fights a drug. You are going to realize that we assist each other a lot because in each time we have events, we invite them and then they explain how dangerous it is and also the consequences of whoever is caught abusing drugs. But I would like to even applaud them because instead of frightening people, they take it from a grassroots level. In a bit, they explain rather than frighten people. So in the end, you're going to realize that human beings get it better when it is explained in detail to them, other than being frightened. And that is a very good job as CID anti-drug partners with us.
Yibuphi Dube obubi obungehlela umuntu osebenzisa izidakamizwa?
Uzananzelela uthi umuntu osebenzisa izidakamizwa usengozini ezimbalwa engifisa ukuzibalisa ke namhlanje yilapha. Uzananzelela ukuthi okokuqala, nxa usudakiwe ikakhulu ukuziphatha kwakho kusuka ke kube
Unfortunately, we've lost Vagizanani Dube there of the organization Active Youth Zimbabwe, but we'll be reconnecting with him shortly.
Mm-hmm. And Chichi, back to you. Of course, there's so many different drugs that you know are on the market that young people are using. There's one of them, Inonzi Maragada. Which is the mixture of mbanje or marijuana with a psychosis medicine. So this medicine is for those patients who have mental health issues, psychoactive issues, and you know these drugs are being taken and they're used to, I guess, what you call lace. Did you read anything about that? What did you see about those kind of drugs or the use of mental health drugs to enhance, you know, to be used illicitly?
I mean, it's something that, unfortunately, no, I haven't, but you find out there are many other drugs along those sides, and you find out when people go into such drug habits, they need to then seek rehab. Because the benefits of rehab, you find out, for example, it helps them to calm down. Many of the youths right now, the young people, they are finding themselves in situations where they're trying to cope with the hardship of Zimbabwe. And they're finding themselves in very difficult situations. So the thing with rehabs, although right now it's a bit, not as costly. So you find out with young people right now, with what's happening with the medical health system, they're not having that access. So with young people right now in Zimbabwe, I would recommend that as much as Valkutenga, Wachitenga, there must be community-based projects that can help them and assist them in combating these drugs that are being given to them on the streets and being made for free.
Timbo Verenga, tsamba za makomens anyorwa neva tereri pa page redu re Facebook re VOA Shona. Steven Ruwaya arikuti tikatarisa vakawanda vanoshandisa izvi havana mabasa havashandi, saka zvinokonzera izvi kushayikwa kwemabasa munyika. Vanoshora vakaungana pasina zvekuita. Joseph Makuyana ari kutiwo kushaya mabasa wena and thanks kuda kuno ku South Africa inodzidzisa vechidiki yapedza yovatsvagira mabasa. Saka Joseph ari kuti ku South Africa vechidiki vane pane ma rehab programs. Then kana munhu aenda through program yeya anotsvagirwa basa, which is a good thing. Tawanda pagiwa ari kuti kusamira zvakanaka kwenyika marova akawandisa munyika. Saka it goes back to what we were saying earlier, that when young people, it's not justification, but when you have a bunch of idle people, you know, vanogara, who spend the whole day vakangogara pama road, pasina zvavari kuita, zvinotinetsei. Timbotora vatereri vedu kuna mkoma Calvin kuBulawayo. Mkoma Calvin Magadi. Aiwa, tinofara. Mapinda muchirongwa.
All right.
Mkoma Calvin, kana iri nyaya kusashanda, iri nyaya kushaikwa kwemari nemabasa. Mari ya kutenga madrugs acho, bari kuiwana kupi? Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Calvin kuBulawa yoko.
Calvin there. Interesting input, of course, Ataura, the issue of peer pressure, which sees a lot of young people finding their way towards some of these social ills. But I liked your question about, you know, where do they get the money to be able to pay for the drugs? Because obviously, drugs are not free. They cost money. But I think statistically, we know that for a lot of drug abusers or those who are addicted, they find ways to make money. So as Calvin said, if you work for one day and you make your $5, you spend that $5 to get your drugs rather than on anything else. Hey, we have another caller in Tunga, Enoch Kuarare. How are you? Hello, Mkoma Enoch Muripoere. All right, I think we lost that caller in Tunga.
Siwele ku Mfundisi. Mfundisi Sibanda, ukhona
ecingweni? Yeah, ngikhona ba.
Alubana umuntu etewa ikakhulu abantwana besikolo you know kubo A level O level yibo elisebenza labo kakhulu abajona bekichima ngamavuzu lapha besenza into ezingaqondakaliyo alubana umntwana wesikolo kumbo sakulayo njengoba sikhuluma nje etewa wathatheka ngezidakamizwa impilo yakhe isuke iphambaniseke njani?
Udubo luba khona ngiyathokozelela umbuzo lowo ukuthi kanti vele imali bona bayithatha kuphi ukuthenga konke lokhu okokuqala siyananzelela ukuthi laba bangamajaha isikhathi esiningi uyagcina engcenye umuntu esetshontshe sesibalisela kumbe ecine esetshenziswa ngabantu laba ababemnika-ke lokho okudakayo ukwenzela ukuthi abe sesenza-ke okunye okubi yikho sicina sibabona sebengena emajele engxenye kubule womuntu engxenye kungena emajele ukuthi bagqikeze izindlu ikanti laba ikanti la amantombazana kuba lodubo lokuthi sebeyangena ukuthi sebesima emgwaqweni ke sebezithengisa imizimba ukwenzela ukuthi bathole imali lapha nilandelela ukuphendula umbuzo wakho ukuthi manje basizakala kanjani nxa sokunjalo impilo yomuntu iyabe isibhidlikile esikolweni kuyabe sokunzima ukuthi engxenye kwesinye isikhathi umuntu aqhubekele phambili ngenxa yokuthi izikole eziningi zingafumani ukuthi umntwana ubesenza khonokho isikhathi esiningi ugcine exotshiwe impilo yomuntu iyasibhidlike ngakho kuyadingakala isikhathi esiningi thina siyacebisa abafundi sinjalo siyabancedisa ukuthi becebise kanjani besize kanjani abantwana labo ukuthi umuntu agcine ephumile kulokho okuyabe sokumbophile okumenza ukuthi aqhubekele phambili ezibhidlisa ezidilisa impilo yakhe njalo isikhathi esiningi ngibona ngani kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi kubalaleli ngenxa yokuthi ngokuyabe kulabanye abalaleleyo engxenye umuntu usengenile enkingeni le kumbula omntwana osengenile ukuthi into eqakathekileyo yukuthi kwezinye isikhathi kuyadingakala ukuthi usithandele umuntu oseyenza into leyo njalo sizama ukumncedisa ukuthi engaqhubekeli phambili ekwenza and okunye kuyamele sidinga ukuthi abangani bakhe yibaphi kuyini okuqalisa okumngenise enkingeni le ekuqaliseni ukuthi isisekelo sakhona isiphi esimfuqe umuntu ukuthi azagcine ekhetha into enje njalo bantu kwamele singananzelela ukuthi abaningi sebelabazali abangaphandle kwelizwe bayaphiwa imali ikakhulu abazali umama lo baba bayasebenza e-England kumbe bayasebenza khona ngapha eMelika bethumeza imali ngapha emntwaneni ucine ukucinela umntwana lo esehugwa ngabanye abangani bakhe ukuthi bethenga lezi zinto ngolunye udubo lusuka lube khona.
Aha, ndi Referend Hussein Spanda vari kutaurayo kuti mazuvano vabereki vakawanda vari panze kwenyika saka vanenge vachitumira mari kuvana vavo kuZimbabwe vachiti mwanangu tenga mpatya dzekupfeka tenga chikafu asi mwana otora mari onotenga mavhuzu anonzi machima mavhuzu mapatizi acho echinotenga mabronco nananyaope and you know all kinds of drugs
and issue yakambouya paprogram edu we spoke about those mapatizi akadaro where the parental guidance or the parental structure is no longer there so you have these young people whose parents are in the diaspora and they're sending money home but there's no accountability if you're being sent a lot of money as a young kid with nothing to do with it then sometimes you might find your way
indeed and here in America we are experiencing an epidemic mm-hmm. a heroin epidemic that's killing many Americans and as we speak, the issue of drug abuse mm-hmm. is actually front and center in the U.S. Presidential election. But before we delve into that, with, of course, Ms. Chi, Ms. Chi.
We have Enoch back on the line. He's in Harare. Enoch, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead. Give us your take on this issue of drug abuse in Zimbabwe.
Okay. On the issue of drug abuse in Zimbabwe, the first thing I think is I'm not a victim of drug abuse, though, but I think peer pressure is one of the factors that contributes to the increase in drug abuse in Zimbabwe because you find that the kind of people you associate with or the people you are connected to somehow have any influence. So you find your friends are into drugs and then you say, I want to try this. And you think it's true, then it becomes a habit. Then on the issue of money, some friends are willing up and they are the ones that that is support that by the drugs. Then the other issue is the current economic situation. You know, the unemployment rate, the increased unemployment rate is one of the issues. You find you are stressed. You're trying to make ends meet. Maybe say I want to have a little business, but not because you end up abusing drugs because you want to get out of that of the straight end. Some other thing, the other thing is because the parents may say they may neglect you, so because of that you end up doing all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. But how do you think? Are you a youth yourself?
Yes, I'm youth. I'm 21.
So how do you think this issue should be taken care of? What makes you different from my peers, where you decided not to do or engage in drugs, but maybe your peers are doing so? What should be done to have more young people like yourself?
Okay, like I'm from a Christian background,
mm-hmm.
so mostly in youth services, you are always taught to do good things, and the kind of people I associate with they are also Christian. So I think it's some of the things that have controlled me. Otherwise, if I was to have friends who are into, I think I was gonna be a victim. But because of that, I'm a Christian. It controls me. It controls me being going to who are into. Into religion.
Mm-hmm.
I did not end Mkoma Enoch.
All right, thank you.
Thanks much.
And kudos there to Enoch, because Ganadine Shamwari Zangu Zichichka Twina. Does it mean what in any on the Ufanda Gutka Twina because of peer pressure? It doesn't make sense, does it?
But issue actually will come to you, Chichi. The issue of peer pressure is a big deal. You know, unfortunately, not every young person has the strength or ability to say, okay, I know this is bad, I shouldn't do that. But some people end up doing it, even if they know that this is something they shouldn't be doing. I don't know if you want to chime in there, Chichi.
You find out, for me, I think certain things should be introduced, innovative ideas should be introduced to help these young people come out of this drug abuse. So, for example, you find out right now, we find out young people, they have social media, they're on Facebook. But what can they do to attract the young people? If they're talking about peer pressure, like you have just mentioned, what else can they use to, in terms of in terms of social media, how they can be effective? And many young people right now, that is the trend that they are using. So right now you find out in South Africa and in other states, even here in Zimbabwe, the initiatives that are being done to curb against drug abuse. You find there's the Let Drugs, hashtag Drugs Must Fall, and all these other communities that are being done by CADASA, which are celebrating a year now, anniversary of coming into the schools. So what can be done about that?
Mm-hmm. Thanks there, Chichi. Let's look at some comments that are on our live stream. There's Hannah McCormick who's saying, this is such an important topic. Thank you for bringing the attention of the nation. They're saying our topic that we're talking about today. There's also Caleb who says, I think most youth are engaging in drugs because they lack guidance on how to handle adolescence. Also, due to the economic meltdown, unemployment, and many other reasons. There's Sydney, who's saying, my suggestion is that ZRP community leaders, etc., should work hard to fight against the issue of drugs, I think, which brings us to Reverend Sibanda, who was part of that coalition working on those issues.
Indeed, but before we go to him, mm-hmm. We have Vaki Zanani Dube back on the line. Dube, sigesa kuluma ngendaba yezidakamizwa ezisetshenziswa kakhulu khona ngapho eZimbabwe. Akusiqambele zona.
Uza nanzelela ukuthi isidakamizwa sokuqala ke ilesana ukuthi abathi yingoma ibronco. wesibili ke uzananzelela ukuthi abanengi bayathanda ukubhema iglue laloba nje ukuyibhema kwayo ingani ivamile kakhulu kulabo abahlala e-street nesingathi thina ngama-street kids ngoba esikhathini ngangibabone nje bethanda ukuyibhema beyibhemele emaphepheni ke awelakto kumbe awesimombe engingakwazi lokuthi babe wathethe ngaphimbe babe wadobhe emabhimbe embeni leyinye nje engani yabuya nje kulisti ngiza uzananzelela ukuthi ile abayibiza bethi yizolo imbali.
Aha. Ama drugs afana labo cocaine ahluphileyo ngapha eMelika labo heroin aliwaboni yini khona ngapha?
Lawo ke ngapha kulele lakithi ebengakafika ngako ngingazi kumbe bengabe bekhona abanye abachayela ngasese kodwa ke ku public domain akakaveli lawo cocaine labo heroin.
Aha, that's Bagizanani there saying kuti anzi ana heroin nana you know cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
You know they haven't seen much of those in Zimbabwe, but you know he's not a user. He's fighting against that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there are users out there abawasebenzisayo abanowashandisa. And before we go to Reverend Spanda again, Ms. Chi, Timbotaura Nenya ye heroin, ya Neza Zikuru, Munomu America. It's an epidemic, Ivan Wakawanda, ma Americans, Varikufa, Zuanizua, Vachi, Urawa, Nedragiri, Ichirigwiti.
Unoona kuti Munomu America, it's easily accessible. Wamwanoiona pama streets inotengweswa kune vechidiki, and then you find out the young people are they say it's a high, they say it makes you get delusional, so they say that heroin it makes you feel good, so you find that many young people are attracted to it, and they say it makes young people, but you find that the young people are taking it excessively. But now you also find out it has very many side effects. You suffer from hallucination, and everything like that. Secondly, it also gives long-term mental illness. That means jaktoku affecta kuchikoro, jaktoku affecta hutano, and also in terms of decision-making. So you find out heroin in America is something very big, but they are trying their best, like kuti wanoto sungisa wan, wanoto batwa ne heroin. For many, many years. Saga, this is so.
That's a big problem, really, in places like Chicago. And I was listening to a podcast on NPR recently. It's called Embedded. I think you guys, if you haven't listened to it, you should look for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Embedded. So this girl, the host, I've forgotten her name. She goes to Chicago and do this heroin thing, and it's just amazing. You should look that up and listen.
Yeah, it's a very big deal, Kunuko states, and I think what's been happening. I think some of you guys saw the picture of the mother and father who overdosed on heroin actually while they were sitting in their car, and in the back seat was Mwanawa, their young child, who
a 4 year old.
Yes, and the police ended up showing up, and the parents were overdosed, and the child was sitting in the back. So I think it's one of those things where
that was crazy. The husband was, he had passed out. He was like this.
Yes,
and I hope the cameras can get
as you give us a live close up. Yeah,
you know, the husband was like. Then the wife was in the same posture, mm-hmm, and they looked like they were dead.
Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal because the police of that city here in the United States decided to say, we're going to release this picture to show what effects that heroin is having on communities here in the States. But similar issues.
The cameras, they didn't get a close-up of my...
I think we're asking. But let's read this quick comment. Yeah, we have our WhatsApp. This is from Gift Banda in Haberon. He says that the people end up engaging in drug abuses because of unemployment. They are doing this to reduce stress. Just imagine if a university graduate is not employed. It's obvious he or she will turn to drug abuse so that he or she reduces the stress of thinking the time and the money they have spent on this degree, but ending up selling airtime. Some, if they don't take drugs, may end up committing suicide because of overthinking. Also, the police officers are the ones who are abusing drugs because they say they're above the law while people are watching and following suit. Interesting take there from Gift on the issue of the police. But the issue of suicide in Tunga, we have noted that that is something that's also happening in the community in Zimbabwe, where you're seeing an increase in suicides amongst Zimbabweans, also affected there is youth.
Yebo kunjalo, Miss T. Sithathe umlaleli lapha, Mkoma Maika. Makadi Mkoma wangu. Hello, Mkoma Mike.
Mike, hello.
Eh, Makadi Mkoma.
Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Hello.
Aha, mapinda muchirongwa mukoma wangu. Mapinda muchirongwa taurai.
Vanai vava vachirongwa nemabasa ka havambozoreki madrugs because mari inge yawandaka. Chino vakonza kuma drugs kunyanyisa chii ndione kuti kwangoreka mabasa chii vanoita wese. Ndiri kundizwa.
Ndiri kumunzai.
Nokuti mari inenge yavepoka tingakutarisa kuti hakwa chii.
Saka zviri nani kuti vasawana mabasa vagare vasina mari.
Ah, hatiri kuti vagare vasina mari. Ngai mabasa echimanawo hedu pati hati vakaijira kuti didi tingavatsiurisi kuti vashe zvinodhaka. Titsvage njira yekuti vashe zvinodhaka toita sei. Vashe.
Saka toita sei?
Ndaiona zvekuti kuda kusungwa kuri nani.
Vari kusungwa kamapurisa ari kuti gore rapfuura vakasunga vanhu vanodarika 5,000 nenyaya yemaillegal drugs. Asi vari kungoramba vachiita madrugs acho. Foni yenyu iri ku aiwa, foni yenyu iri kunetsa Mukoma Mike. Asi aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa. Okay, that's Mike. Hanzi chero vakaona mabasa vanava mari kana yawandisa kushandisa madrugs kwacho kucha vachawedzerawo bhozi mari yekutenga madrugs acho vanenge vanayo.
And I think ipapo anga chitaura issue addiction, kuti these, as you mentioned earlier, Chichi, some of these young people they'll be too far in now when things get better, or maybe they find a way to secure reasonable employment, there'll be the issue of addiction. And as Chichi said earlier, there are not that many rehabilitation facilities in Zimbabwe. I spoke earlier to someone from the Civil Liberties and Drug Network, and they were saying that you know, there are so many groups that are handling this issue, like Active Youth Zimbabwe, Civil Liberties and Drug Network, but there are very few rehab centers. So now if you're able to assist a young person, okay, don't do drugs anymore. Now when it comes to them going to get the rehabilitation, I think they mentioned to me there are about three or so, and obviously it's another issue, they're located in the capital city of Harare, so they're not able to assist people throughout the country.
And now back to Mukoma Mike's point, he says if you know, if you don't have a job and you are doing these drugs with the little money that you get, what's to stop you from even escalating your habit when you have a job and you have more money?
Exactly.
But here's the point: many drug addicts don't get jobs. Especially in America, you know, you must employers do a background check, they do a drug test, and if you are messed up, you're into drugs, you're not going to pass that test.
Say that again, Junga. I think the kids need to hear that. That's a very important point, Kuti. Most drug addicts.
Okay, young people in Zimbabwe, this is happening even in Zimbabwe with some companies. If you do drugs, you might as well forget about getting a job, because many employers are testing you. They are testing you for drugs before they can hire you. They are doing a background check. If your life is messed up, you are not going to get a job ever. We are fools, like they say in South Africa. It's bonda. Ulandelana ama drugs, you know. What I'm saying is, pick up the pieces and, you know, it's never late. It's not easy to quit. That's why we, you know, we have so many celebrities who have died of substance abuse and, you know, addiction. It's not easy. These people need help. But like, you know, Vaki Zanani was saying earlier, there are not so many rehabilitation centers in Zimbabwe, which is a big problem. But my point really is, you know, quit drugs. They are not good for you. They are not good for your health. They are not good for your family. Chiana lako, uzafuizi ponda, agulunganga, ukusebenzisa
istagamizo. Reverend Sibanda and Tunga was preaching there, but let's come to you on that issue. You know, because there are long-term effects of drug use. How can, you know, community leaders like yourself really help to combat this issue? Because looking forward, if young people continue their drug use in the future, things will continue to be tight.
I think that what is important to realize is that, like what we've been doing, we need a collaborative effort in the communities between the police, the schools, the parents, as well as with church leaders like ourselves. So the key issue first is the parent, the home, where this child comes from. And unfortunately, some of them are coming from dysfunctional families. These are families where probably they are being looked, you know, under a single mother as the only parent. Maybe the father is away, or the father himself is an alcoholic. So therefore, the child has got challenges already. And this is where we need every church to become a rehab center. I think that overseas people have got the luxury to go to where they can pay, but I believe every local church can literally provide that service. If the pastor is well-trained, if the, you know, the church cares for the community, they should be able to do that. And then the other issue is, of course, I guess we need to involve the youth themselves. We need to be able to understand where they are coming from. And like what our listeners have been saying here, that most of our young people are frustrated. They've got degrees, they've finished college, but they do not have jobs. Some of them are still at school, but because of the economic situation, they eventually get forced out of school. Parents cannot pay their fees. So what do? They spend time in the streets, they get into bad company, and they end up engaging in drugs. And some of our young girls end up engaging in prostitution to maintain themselves. And some of the people who control these prostitution rings are likely to be able to encourage them to be involved in drugs, to take drugs. So I think that we need a multi-sectoral approach where we are able to assist these young people to salvage them out of their challenges. Police have got also community-friendly units and children-friendly and youth-friendly units that are able to, I think, work effectively within the different communities that we've got. Also, I've realized that people who are in deprived communities also have challenges and can become prone. But also, people within wealthy families can become prone to drugs because they will have so much money. Like I was explaining, children who have got parents in the diaspora are given so much money every month. And what do? They get into drugs because they have no use for that money. So I think this needs to be a community action. You know, in Zulu and in Ndebele, we say that, you know, the community itself is the parent for that child. You know, and For us, I remember when we grew up, the neighbors, if they saw me doing something that is bad, the parent there had authority, whether it's the mother or the father or the auntie, had authority to discipline me. We need to go back to that kind of community spirit and community cohesion so that we can correct our kids.
Mm-hmm. Siyabonga mfundisi, kube kubambile konapho. Silo mlaleli kwele South Africa. Umnumzana Peter. Angazi Peter uya kuluma kumbe unotaura?
Unotaura mkoma.
Okay. Kurise kujonuku?
Kujoni, ndizozo, tungu kia kia.
Nditika, aiwa, kwa kanaka. Pindai mchirongwa mkoma wangu.
Mkoma, kutuala chokwa adichikipoka. Nindaka kurira muharare. Ndai mbotamba na Maastricht kids, iwa wano puta madrugs yao. Ma indaka zoona, upenyo kuputa madrugs azina, azubatire. Asichandazo nyenye kuongorora vanhu vava kusvikira kuputa madrugs aya namo nekutambura nekushaudza kuti vanotangira papi ndakavabvunza zi vana vandi maCity Kids avabereki ndingapasisina hurumende ndiyo inokanganisa chinhu vanhu yaifanira kuti vachibata vana ivavaya havamboramba kutaura navo zvino hurumende haina kea haina basa nevana ivavo. Ewa watora wagara nao. Awapo mabasa kuwadzidzisa. Madrugs kuzoputa kaninga watoshaiwa. Kutambura kwe wana iwao. Zvino hurumende haina basa na zvezi mungatarisa kana mungasvika muZimbabwe kana zvezi nemuchisvika. Kune vaya vanhu vasingaoni mapofu aya. Halo?
Tripo mukoma.
Mapofu asingaoni aya zvezi nari kupema-pema kufamba mustreet. Ende wanachiwapa mari mapureti mime maCity Kids rekusvika kutora mari yacho iyoyo zvino zvino wangwara mai ndakati nchiende kuHarare zvezvino nchibva kuSouth Africa ndabvabva ndakanda mari ino kwana masilva nekwana $2 wabva waziva kuti $2 wabva watora vantaneti ndabva ndavabvunza ndati ko chito chikuita kuti mutore mari chizanzayo kune maCity Kids wananobhema madrugs yava havana unhu chichichi ndiwa kutorera mari dzedu zvino hurumende zvino chandikuona situation kuti imire nyaya madrugs ya hurumende yavaifanira kutotora vanhu ivavo kuvasunga kugara navo pasi kuvadzidzisa zvakanaka kuti varegedze kuputa madrugs yavo nekuti vana vaya havana vabereki
gore rapfuura mukoma Peter kwakasungwa vanhu vanodarika 5,000 asi vachiri kumashandisa madrugs acho nanhasi
ehe ani mukuona tedze iripo problem iripo pavana ivava kushaisana nhasi vavaya kune munoziva kuti kana munhu vanotengesa madrugs chaiwo vari kutengesa mustreet mazviona nenyaya yekuti hanzi kana ungangotora drugs rive ungarimwaka unokanganwa namo dzose ninge uchingonakiri wachiita se asi iproblem hurumende neiwo futi wari kutodhizwa mapurisa acho kuti vapa mari kuti musatisunge zvino nyaya iripo nekuti Zimbabwe situation iripoka yakatoomesesa nekuti muSouth Africa ndirimo zvezvinhu ndi truck driver kashoma kuona vanhu vanoputa madrugs kubhema kutotora madrugs echimwa madrugs akaita seao hurumende yacho zvino zviyatoneta vazi regai vazviurayi vana ivavaa hakusi kuti achivasiya kuzvivaa kutouraya future yavana upenyu wemuZimbabwe vana vachimavai vana vaivai ndiyo future yacho yatakamirira zvino isi iwe kuti taneta nawo tavasunga havasi kuregedza zvino kana ndimi onai baba ndingati imi muri baba imi imba nyoka yapinda mumba munopisa imba here kana kuti munouraya nyoka unouraya nyoka pi zvino vana ava havanetse vanga vabvunza kuti madrugs mukumaona kupi achavaudza kuti madrugs ari kumaona kupi then ofeya kune maCIO kune maCID osunga vanhu vavai
mm-hmm. Ko mukoma Peter ndimbobvunza mbvunzo wekupedzisira nemi bosi taakuvhara chirongwa mataura imimi kuti mambotamba ne makakurira kuHarare muchitamba nemastreet kids ko makamboshandisawo madrugs acho here
ini ndakamboti ndapuwa ndaiinwa ndabva ndarutsa Saka watanga hondi seka shiti, ah, uri mbaranzi, unorutsa zizino nakanaza, ah, ah. Azende na nero parangu, na vandango siana nao.
Saka maganga mapu wachi ipapu?
Nda, mwati?
Maganga mapu wachi?
Pane ma supe, dakit ma, ma priti, ma digi so, zati mbanji, mbanji ndaka yuona, mbanji ya vendeo enda vandango ya mbanji ya ndili kuyona kana chenti smoke andili. So ma drugs ya manje, ma priti haya, aiva u Zambia, usayu sate u Zambia u. So, wajitenge, wamama, puta ma, mungona guru ino na maya, ino na mama, ma baskoro yae. Ndi ime puti, guru, anuisa mu plastic, ui peta, ui, otora muya wati uchisema, shikira muna drug, wacha zwa zukit. Sinu, wana wajinge zinu Mzimbabwe, kutuatenge guru ya achatende, kutuatenge. Wanitenga wanu wakuru. Wajitenga wanu wakuru wakuru tingisela wanayi wa waifuti. Masiti kiza chikumbira mara, nukumbira machopa mare, wazi wanayi kutambura. Iza yudachi, achine tenga chikafu. Wakuru tenga futi chi, gului ye utengisa wanayi wanu wakuru futi. Uzuona. Hapa zinzazi zini uto unesa mkoma kuno. Zitori nendai mapurisa, wato mira, kutu sunga, zashua kusunga, zachosu uti. Kana taone wa muna ane mbaje, taone muna ane gulu, taone muna tenga za ningi, mapisa haya zai kuna kutana nuzi hapa zikuto nesa nyigashiri kuto ngondo muka kuitu enda kumaweleza chose
aiwa mataura tinote enda mkoma pita muzoge mchirongwa
wala zi utenda baba
thank you
okay mnumzana pita ukulumile utiena wagi wa kuche logu nyonga mapilisi nga ma street kids Harare bata uzame la pandota, utuwa ngazama, ngashlanza, bata baranzi, baranzi istuta, utuwa istuta le sinjanjanu, slariseli nto zetu. Pari ya kulumu, hai uhulumende kumele, tata manyatelo, atkini leyo, kulwiswane la lolutava. Enda, that brings us towards the end of our show. We have a few minutes remaining.
And just to commend Nkoma Peter Wataura, we appreciate that personal account because I think sometimes when we discuss my issues like I die, people are not open about their own personal experiences. But he's saying that, you know, once upon a time, he gave it a try, whether due to peer pressure or whatever, but he did it and he said to himself, this is not what I want to do. It's not what I'm interested in. But now, if you share that story to a young youth, they might say, you know what, I don't have to do the drugs if my friends are doing it, whoever I'm around is doing it. So I thank you there to Nkoma Peter for his personal account. And Tunga, we're wrapping up here.
Chi, give us your last words in brief.
I'd like to say what the pastor, Reverend, was saying, and I'd like to encourage that all the young people who are listening that get involved in programs that your churches, your schools are doing to win other youths, and also get help, get rehab, go to rehab, go and get help, talk to someone about what you're going through. If you have found yourself that you're addicted, then tell someone about it and get the help you need straight away.
Indeed. Dube, you have 30 seconds to give us your last word. Lobaki Zanani? I'm sure Bagi Zanani is no longer here, but Reverend Spanda, you have 30 seconds to say your last word.
Well, I want to say to the young people, you can get out of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to die in drugs. You can get out of it. Thank you.
Thank you there. Nice and short from the Reverend. You can get out of that problem, young people.
Indeed. And like I was saying earlier, and like the Reverend says, peer pressure is out of the question. Really. the fact that your friends are doing stuff, bad stuff, should not be justification for you to do the same.
Of course, Ntunga, there's so many programs out there. So thank you to Baki Danani Dube with Active Youth Zimbabwe. Thank you to Reverend Hussein Sibanda for joining us. And for any young people out there, if you have any questions, need any help, you can send us a message by WhatsApp here, Studio 7. We can help point you to the right direction. Thank you, Chioniso Jani, for joining us today. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tunga Milinkomo. Please join us again on Tuesday next week. Good night, Zimbabwe.